Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
My friends, I want justice for the Epstein victims. What about you? Are you like me, searching for actual justice, actual accountability for the people who have been, well, involved in these heinous, wicked acts? Or do you only want to see President Donald Trump get, well, just get caught and finally get brought down in this so-called pursuit of justice? I want real justice, and I don't care who's listed. I don't care any of that. I don't care if they're billionaires, millionaires, donors, Republicans, Democrats. It shouldn't matter to any of us if they have been guilty of committing these vile, heinous, wicked acts. They need to be held to account, no matter their name, no matter their political party, no matter any of that stuff. That's what needs to happen here today. That's what I want to talk about, my friends, on today's program. I'll also tell you a little bit of inside baseball here behind the scenes, that I, every fall, every single fall since I've been doing this program, you can go back to the show archives and confirm this. At some point in the fall, I have my vocals get to where it's allergies, it's just the time of year, I don't know, but it is a major, major problem for me. I'm going to do my best. I think that I sound relatively okay at the moment. I will have to pause, as I just did right there, on occasion to clear my throat. Oz is trying to do her best to help me here as well with some hot liquids, which should hopefully keep the vocals flowing. But I just want to say that I apologize up front for that, because that, of course, can be something that happens here this time of year, unfortunately for me. So be advised, that's something that that could be a problem for me and for you in the days and weeks to come. I hope not. I hope not. I hope that we have no vocal problems this particular fall. Before we get started, my friends, let me remind you, MyPillow has been a valued partner with this program since about April of 2023. About 2.5 years now, they have been partnered with us. Many of you have purchased their products. They say thank you. I say thank you. Mike Lindell, his team there in Minnesota, they all say thank you for purchasing their products, my friends. And I want to remind you that as a listener of this program, you get discounts on those products, whether they be MyPillow's pillows, whether they be MyPillow sheets, MyPillow towels, slippers, ever so comfortable slippers, which Oz loves, whether it's even dog beds. We have a dog bed for Echo, Tango, and Kilo. Check it out, MyPillow.com. Promo code Todd gets you discounts on virtually all, probably all the products, but I always say virtually all products, my friends. MyPillow.com, promo code Todd. Check it out there today, my friends. All right, let's get started talking about the issue, I guess, at hand here, which is this pursuit of justice, or depending upon who you are, the pursuit of Trump in the latest developments with the Epstein case, the Epstein files. Now, you will know that Democrats have leaked a, what is it? I've read it. It's a poem, a creepy poem that has that was supposedly given by Trump to Jeffrey Epstein for his 50th birthday, along with a lot of other things, by other people, put in this book, I guess. And it's creepy. It's signed Donald at the bottom. The White House has said that this is not Trump's signature. Trump says that he's never seen that. That doesn't exist. But they've released something that says, released something here that says that this is allegedly something that Trump gave to Jeffrey Epstein. Now, the people on the left are just, thrilled about it. This is not the normal way. This is not the normal way to think about this if you're a regular human being. Justice should be blind. Now, I want to be clear. You know this, for those of you who have listened to this program for any length of time. You know that I, like you, want justice for Epstein's victims. I want justice to be served for those who were involved in that heinous, wicked evil. I want justice to be served for the Ukrainian immigrant who was brutally murdered. That's out there as well. I don't know if you've seen the video. It's incredibly sad. I do want to talk about this. She was on a public train in Charlotte, an individual who had been arrested 14 times before, clearly a violent criminal, homeless man, wasn't even supposed to be on the train, didn't pay ticket fares and that sort of thing. Brutally, gruesomely attacks this unsuspecting 23-year-old Ukrainian refugee. She's sitting there listening to music or scrolling on her phone. And he basically pulls out a knife. And I'm trying not to be gruesome here. You may have seen it. You may have seen parts of it. You may have seen just the beginning of it. If you've seen what happens after she was stabbed or cut along her neck, you can see she's in shock. She doesn't even know that she had been wounded. She just knew that this man had tried to do something. I don't think she had any idea what was going on. She was upset. She started crying. And then she bled to death. And there were people on that train who saw this happen who didn't do anything about it. Now, I bring that up to say justice needs to be served for her as well. Justice needs to be served for people who have been victims of violent crime, no matter who the perpetrator is. See, this is the thing between me and many on the left. I think that there's still some on the left, some in the Democrat Party, who actually still want true justice. I don't know that they exist in the radical left. Liberals and moderate Democrats or conservative blue dog Reagan Democrat types certainly still believe in this concept of justice. But I want that justice. It doesn't matter to me the alleged murderer's immigration status. It doesn't matter to me how wealthy you are if you were involved in the Epstein debauchery and wickedness and evil and everything else that happened over there. It doesn't matter to me if you give to Republicans, if you've given to Democrats, if you run as a Republican, if you've run as a Democrat. It makes no difference to me. I don't want to target you because you're wealthy, but I certainly don't want you to be able to skate free because you're wealthy either. This is what justice looks like. Justice is supposed to be blind. Supposed to be blind. But I want justice for Epstein's victims and real accountability for the offenders. Now, the question is, is that what everyone wants? The radical left and the media don't seem to me to be focused on exposing the entire web of corruption, the web of evil as a studio light goes out here. But they are, sorry, it's a technical delay. But they are, they seem to me to be more interested in having Trump face, well, just the consequences of this, the political consequences. And that's not justice. You know, I've served on a jury. And this, listen, I know I've talked about this a lot from time to time. But I have to, I just have to say this. I have to say this. I use this analogy because I think that this is the right way to think about this. We are in our pursuit of justice. We shouldn't be joyful or just thrilled when we find evidence that condemns another human being. Now, on the one hand, we should say, I finally am happy that we have answers to these questions. But we shouldn't take great joy in someone meeting justice. On the one hand, it should be something that we appreciate and have kind of a reverence for, and we should have a pursuit of it. Absolutely. We should want it to be pursued. We should want those who have committed heinous acts to be held accountable. But it shouldn't be celebrated like it's something that we're happy about. The whole thing, having to hand out justice, means that there was a bunch of stuff that happened that was atrocious and just terrible for another human being or other human beings. And it's not something to just get excited about. It's something that we should kind of have a quiet, solemn approach towards. Yes, I want it. Yes, I desire it. But this whole thing, these crimes that have happened and the victims that have been created by it, is not something that's good. But to hold people to account, is a very, very good thing. But I don't know how much people on the left are actually concerned about accountability. Democrats released a disturbing, quote, birthday book with sexualized drawings and a crude poem written allegedly by Trump, signed by Trump anyway, allegedly. Trump said it's not his signature. I've seen handwriting experts. One said it is Trump's signature. Trump saying it's not. Who knows? I mean, here's our problem. We're going to get into our problem quickly here because I feel like we've reached an impasse. Let's take names out of this for a moment. If one group of people simply desires taking out another person, right? Another person in the political opposition. And they're willing to use whatever. And listen, they've used every tool at their disposal to try to get at Trump. And I'm going to go into this. It doesn't mean that this is just because they've done it before, doesn't mean that Trump can't be guilty of something. That's not the point of saying this. It just means I have incredible skepticism when people who are telling us about supposedly what's happening, what's developed, what evidence there is and so forth, when they've got an axe to grind. I'm very, very skeptical of that. If you're not impartial, if you're cheering for the fall of the Republican Party, the end of the Trump administration, if you're out there deliberately and consistently and, well, openly claiming that Trump is a Nazi and a fascist and everything else, if you're misrepresenting what he's trying to do, what he's arguing, if you're misrepresenting his successes, if you're over embellishing his defeats, I lose respect. I don't believe what you're telling me. And we've reached an impasse because I feel like there's a group of people who are more interested in getting Trump, stopping Trump, removing Trump from office than they are in true justice. And that's why I brought up being on that jury, because I took no pleasure in having to make those decisions when we voted to convict, to find guilty, the defendant in the case, again, the case that involved the death of a 5-year-old boy. It wasn't a murder case. It was a conspiracy case. Conspiracy where the mother and the boyfriend, the live-in boyfriend, were alleged to have conspired to take the life of this young, innocent 5-year-old boy. Just atrocious, wicked stuff. And I remember in that jury room, and when I listen to this sort of stuff, when I watch people stop pursuing justice and truth and start looking for ways to get political victories on either side of this, by the way, and they stop caring about, again, what the evidence suggests. They think because, listen, even if there's a lot of layers to this. I remember when the defense attorney was selecting, we were doing jury selection, and the defense attorney asked questions trying to determine if he could find, he was trying to find a jury of people that he knew would give someone who was a bad person, by all accounts, who had done some really, really heinous things. There was going to be evidence, and he knew this in the trial that I was a juror on. He knew that there was going to be evidence that made his client look like a really bad human being. But he wasn't on trial for being a bad human being. He was on trial specifically for conspiring to commit murder. There were other charges as well. We found him guilty on all counts. But the bottom line here is that just because, you know, one thing doesn't necessarily mean another, but it does in the mind of the crowd who are involved in pursuing a witch hunt is what this is for some people. Now, that's not everybody, and there's certainly people out there who are interested in truth, who are on the political left, liberals. The radical left, I've lost all hope for these people. They've totally abandoned truth and logic and reason. They have openly put themselves up against direct enemies against what is good and right and true. The godless radical left stands in direct opposition to Almighty God. And just for the record, let me let you know that you're on the wrong side of that, my friends. You may think that you've won here and there. You may think that your ideology is advancing, but in the end, it will be burnt to the ground. There will be nothing remaining of this godless, morally bankrupt ideology and worldview. And these are the folks that are rubbing their hands gleefully because they think they've got Trump. Instead of exposing, why is the only name we're talking about? Just let this sink in. Why is the only name we're talking about Trump? Because he's the president? Okay, I get that. It would be the biggest name. I mean, probably, who knows who else is in there? We've seen things about Clinton. I mean, have you seen the picture, the painting of Bill Clinton? There's actually, a lot more involved in that. You know, not a single Epstein victim has accused President Trump, according to attorneys, victims' attorneys, according to what I've read, not a single person has accused him of abusing anybody. But yet, this is the narrative. This is the narrative. And if you say this, you're called someone on social media, which is fine. They can say, I don't care what these clowns think. They live in basements. They are keyboard warriors. I put my name and face out here every day. I'm willing to engage in conversations and pursue the truth with anybody who has a desire to do so. I don't have a desire to do so with people who are in this group that I've been referencing, the group that is trying to weaponize this, the group that is trying to politicize everything, whatever happened to real justice. Again, why only release this? This is the one thing that they've released. Why? Why make Trump the centerpiece of this entire investigation when this circle knowingly included many other elites? Again, I don't want to accuse anybody. I'm not going to sit here and joyfully rub my hands together if a big Democrat name is taken down by this. I am solemnly and respectfully hoping for justice to be served regardless of who the other person is. I don't understand why some people can't see it that way as well. They're blinded by politics. When I say everything is political, what you eat, what you drink, what you drive, what you wear, where you go to school, where you live, the types of words that you use, well, everything has become political. And I'm telling you, to the radical left, their political ideology is their religion. Make no mistake about it. They worship at the foot of government. Government is their God, and that is why they, listen, I've said this before, I'll say it again briefly, this is why they can't come to grips. Imagine if you're a churchgoer, if your pastor was an atheist. That's how they feel about Trump. They can't even reconcile this in their mind because they have created, or they have tried to create, this state, this bureaucratic state, this type of government that we should all fault the foot at, that has supreme authority in the land, that controls every detail of people's lives. That's what they're trying to build. And then to have someone running that government as its figurehead, as the head of the executive branch, as the name, the face and the name that people associate with our government, who is the antithesis of what they've been establishing, who is really dismantling the beast. And yes, it is the beast, by the way. Dismantling it, dismantling their religion, getting rid of the bureaucratic state that they've used to take away the liberties of people and so forth. This is blasphemous to that morally bankrupt, godless worldview. More on this, my friends, in a moment. Let's face it, there are a lot of companies out there that do not share your Christian values. The good news is that we don't have to invest in them. At 48 Financial, they specialize in biblically responsible investing. They'll help you screen out companies that do not align with your faith, your values. They go against these things. They stand in direct opposition. They are antithetical to your faith, your values, your beliefs. 48 Financial will screen those companies out and create a plan that allows you to invest in companies that don't support that crap. So, if you want to work with a company that'll do that heavy lifting so that you can focus on what really matters, check out 48 Financial. In fact, you can find if your current investments align with your values. Go to 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. 48 Financial, because your values matter and so does your money. Friends, there's an attorney, an Epstein victim's attorney, named Brad Edwards. Brad Edwards. He said that Trump, you may have seen this. This was some time ago I saw this. He said that Trump was the most helpful in their investigation of everyone that they interviewed, talked with about Epstein, everyone who knew Epstein. And as I mentioned earlier, to this day, not a single Epstein victim has accused Trump of abuse. That's a fact that you don't hear in the media because it breaks their narrative, because this is entirely about Trump. Now, if Trump has done things that are, you know, involved with Jeffrey Epstein and so forth, of course, he should face justice for that. If anyone has, that should be the same. We should be able to say that about every name of every person we know that we could conceive of to put into that blank. This person was involved with Jeffrey Epstein, who was actually abusing women and minors. Those people, whatever names in the blank, whatever evidence supports the name being in the blank, if it's actually beyond a reasonable doubt, those folks, regardless of their name, party, political affiliation, race, anything else, amount of money, should not determine if they face justice. They should face justice if the evidence suggests that they should. This is pure and simple, my friends. I got to take a break. When I get back, I want to talk with you about some of the reasons people like me, if you really want to know some of the reasons people like me have questions when we're told things like we've been told about this poem, this letter, this signed piece of paper that Trump allegedly put into Epstein's birthday book. But I've got to take a break. We'll do that after the timeout, my friends. Sit tight. Back in just a minute.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4/8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4/8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Welcome back, my friends. Let me ask you something. Would you rather take a couple of soft gels a day or spend hours in a doctor's office talking about your cholesterol? I know what I would choose, and that's why I take Salty. Listen, I'm friends with my doctor and usually like to see him. Don't always like going to the doctor, but if there's a way to proactively prevent things like heart disease, high cholesterol, and so forth, which Salty has been proven to lower cholesterol, if there's a way to do that proactively, take good first steps, why would I not take those instead of immediately start again? Nothing wrong with going to the doctor. There might be times when that's absolutely necessary. There might be times when medicine is absolutely necessary. That's between you and your doctor. But this is something that you could do regardless of your current heart condition. It's a proactive way to take care of it. It's something we should all think about as we age. Yes, we should start with diet and exercise, but taking a supplement that has been proven to work in positive ways for lots of people is probably a good idea to at least check out as well. Salty.com, that's where you can go for more information about this product or to get your hands on a supply and you can test it yourself. There's a way to even, you know, take your cholesterol before you take the regimen and then take it at the end of the first 3 months and see if it's helped you. It's very inexpensive. And if you use my name, Todd, during checkout, you're going to get a 50% discount and free shipping to boot. So Solte.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, promo code Todd. That's where you go, my friends. That's where you go to get that product. Solte.com, promo code Todd. All right, so I mentioned that before the break, that there are lots, when I see something like this alleged poem letter signed by Trump to Epstein, I have a lot of questions. I have a lot of questions because we have been lied to and deceived before. And I'm just going to go through what I've put together here. Now, I know that I'm going to lose many of you on the left. That's okay if you can't stand to hear this, if you can't stomach this. This is my perspective. I think my perspective is backed up with a lot of evidence. I've talked about this in some way, shape, manner, or form for almost a decade now, just how the left has gone after Trump. This is something that I think is well documented. Now, the left says, well, we go after Trump because he's just this absolutely heinous individual and he's done so many things wrong. He shouldn't be president. He should be in prison. Some of these extreme lunatics were wishing and hoping that the attempted assassinations actually took him out. In fact, did you see, by the way, there was a group, a Free Palestine group, that somehow crashed a dinner of the Trump cabinet. I have no idea how this happened. They got very close to Trump. In fact, Trump walked over to, you know, he didn't directly address them. He kind of had a smirk on his face. I think he was entertained by just, you know, just the behavior of these folks. They storm this cabinet dinner. They come in yelling free, free Palestine, or whatever it is they yell. Trump gets up, walks over there, kind of has a smirk on his face, and kindly nods his head towards the door like, get out of here. We're having dinner. Just get out of here. You guys are carrying on like a bunch of fools. Just get out of here. But if you look at the comments, if you see this on social media, which I did see on social media, the comments of people saying things like, wow, you can get that close, but it didn't end as a big, beautiful day. Obviously insinuating that they had wished the president of the United States had been murdered, assassinated by those people that were protesting free, 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 free Palestine, right? This has become acceptable. That's a group. There's a sizable chunk of the Democrat Party that falls into that group. That's the radical left. You don't have to be in that party if you're a Democrat. And I would encourage you, if you find yourself in that wing of your party, you have lost your moral compass. If you find yourself in a group that's cheering for and hoping for a Trump assassination or a Trump medical diagnosis that means he's not well and not going to live much longer, if you find yourself in the group that every time someone in Trump's family passes away, you find yourself going to X or some social media platform and saying things like hashtag wrong Trump, you're not in the moral majority. You have no moral authority. You have no moral high ground. You have given that up for your politics. But for those who will at least want to understand why people like me are skeptical, and this goes back even before Trump, but specifically with Trump, I'll give you some examples. What about the Russian collusion hoax? There was years of media hysteria and no conspiracy proven. In fact, this ended in a big old nothing burger, as folks like to say. The Steele dossier and the FBI surveillance. Trump was, in fact, his administration, or I should say his campaign, was spied on by our federal government. What, you know, for people who are saying sitting in the National Guard and following the law, not, you know, following the rules of the existing laws and so forth when doing so, that's an overreach of federal authority, of presidential power. And then to witness that there was opposition research that was paid for by the Clinton campaign that was used by our government to begin this Russian collusion hoax, the Russia collusion delusion, and it was used to justify spying on his campaign. I mean, this is Watergate pales in comparison to this. People just shrug, no big deal. But that's another reason why. We were told all sorts of things. We were told the Steele dossier, totally above board, reliable and everything else. Turned out not to be the case. How many of these things? What about the Mueller probe? 2 years. Endless speculation. Ends in nothing criminal. Stormy Daniels scandal. Hush money story that turned into campaign finance crisis, which ultimately is what you'll find at the heart of the 34 felonies, as they will cite. Of course, if you ask a leftist, ask someone who says you support a candidate that's been convicted of 34 felonies. Okay, well, what were the felonies? Name them for me. Well, you'll find out that it's one thing that was charged 34 different times. That's a relevant part of the conversation. Then ask them to explain, what is the crime? What crime did he commit? Explain that to me. Because as a point of comparing and contrasting, I can absolutely explain to you the problem with what we found in Hunter Biden's laptop, which, by the way, I don't think that's in my list, but that's something else that we were lied to. We were told by 51 intelligence experts that the Hunter Biden laptop story was disinformation from Russia. That's what we were told. That's not what the case was. I'm telling you why I'm skeptical of this one piece of evidence that the Democrat Party wants to show us about what was in the Epstein files. The one piece of evidence which allegedly implicates the one person that they're focused on. They're not worried about justice for the victims. They're focused on using this to get their political adversary to keep him from being able to be commander-in-chief, president of the United States, impeach him, just slow him up by putting this into, as they've done from day one for him, just muddying up the gears, trying to prevent him from advancing his agenda, putting into force his policies and so forth. That's what's happening here. But that's another one. The laptop scandal, they lied to us about that. They lied to us about the Russian probe. Stormy Daniels scandal, she's been on record as saying that wasn't, hush money. But now, of course, it's all over the place. It doesn't matter because they just want this list. And my problem is, tell me which of these things, give me something that I can stand on and say, you know what? I can see why he's guilty of X, Y, or Z there. First impeachment, the quid pro quo call. Of course, the Senate acquitted him. Of course, you could say that was a political vote. And of course, certainly there are political aspects. Impeachment is a political process. What about the COVID blame game? You know how many people, people said that Trump was responsible for millions of deaths of Americans. They also lied about his old drink bleach line. They accused Trump again of killing, well, this says thousands. I would say millions is what they ultimately got down to. They blamed Trump for everything. They still talk about this. Look how many people died during COVID when Trump was in office. Well, look at how many people died around the world. I mean, what action did Trump take? There's actually a whole lot more evidence to suggest people like Governor Cuomo did a lot more direct actions that ended in people of his state, New York, dying than anything Trump. What did Trump do that led to this? He didn't go and prevent the coronavirus from originating. Is that what they're hoping and wanting? Anyway, I've got more. I'm just getting here to the end of the segment. What about the second impeachment? We got first impeachment, second impeachment. He's alleged to have incited a riot on the Capitol on January 6th when he told the people there to go peacefully and patriotically make their voices heard at the nation's capital. The first time in history a riot has been started when people were told to be peaceful and patriotic. Friends, I got to take a break. Looking at the clock here, it's time to take a timeout. Quick timeout, my friends. You're listening here to Conservative Not Better Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff, back here in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
My friends, welcome back to the Full Suite Wealth Studios, final segment of today's program, The Todd Huff Show. Tomorrow, by the way, is the 24th, I don't like to use the word anniversary because that typically implies some sort of a celebration, right? If you have a 25th wedding anniversary and so forth. But tomorrow is the 24-year mark. It's hard to believe. I'm 9/11, so we'll talk about that. Also, I'm going to, this will be the first time I mention this. We will be out. I will be out of town starting next Friday. So we'll be here the rest of this week, most of next week. There will be guest hosts, including my friend Chris Dunham, who I know many of you enjoy listening to. He'll be here. Someone will be here the 19th, and then most of that following week. I'll be back by Friday, but we'll have some guest hosts, John Crane, Gary Varville, Micah Clark, and of course, Chris Dunham, who I mentioned. So that's just a little bit of what I want to say here, housekeeping. Friends, have you ever wished that you had a whole team to help manage your financial life? That's the beauty of family office services at Full Suite Wealth. Their experienced advisors bring together everything from high-level investment management, things like private equity, private credit, option strategies, alongside complex legal needs, all customized for you. It's like having a family office just for you with people who know your story, your goals. If you're serious about planning for the long haul, check them out, FullSuiteWealth.com. That's the website, FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, my friends. Build your legacy. Secure your future. Looking here at some other things I want to get to. I'm going through the reasons that people like me, other conservatives, other Republicans are skeptical of things that the Democrats tell us are true. Namely, this signed poem or letter or whatever you want to call it from Trump that was allegedly in Epstein's birthday book for his 50th birthday. Talked about COVID, first and second impeachments, Mueller probe, Russian collusion delusion, all this stuff we talked about. What about social media bans? Remember he was silenced on Twitter, silenced on Facebook, silenced on YouTube. I'm going to tell you, we used to broadcast this program on YouTube. I put clips on YouTube shorts now, but I will tell you this. In my opinion, the most, the worst offender of free speech on social media, in my opinion, is YouTube. Trump was silenced on all of them. X, now it's X instead of Twitter. Musk has basically gotten rid of any of the censorship that was happening there. Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg has seen that the political tea leaves have changed. And so he's trying to become a more, or wants us to think, a more open platform where free speech is protected and where censorship is not employed. Anyway, so you got that. The president literally had his social media accounts taken down in the wake of January 6th. What about the Mar-a-Lago raid? Unprecedented of a former president's home, especially when you think about the details and the more that we've learned about what happened there. I don't have time to go into all these details. I just got 2 minutes and I've got other things I want to mention. What about the Department of Justice indictments by Jack Smith? Federal cases tied to January 6th and to documents. Georgia election indictment. That's Fannie Willis. She charged Trump for his challenges to the 2020 election results. New York fraud lawsuit. Letitia James sues the Trump organizations over asset valuations. Ballot discord. Remember it, folks, they attempted to remove him. These things are easy to forget. But there were states, Democrats in states, that did everything they could to keep him off the 2024 ballot, saying that he was guilty of inciting violence and fomenting an insurrection. That, of course, did not come to pass. There's multiple criminal trials during his campaign. Oh, my goodness. He had a campaign from courtrooms. Remember that mugshot, which, of course, backfired on the left. Now we've got the birthday book, the latest attempt by the media. Listen, here's the thing. It's like crying wolf. I just told the kids this story the other day. Our kids are a little bit older. We do a Bible study. We're going through the book of Proverbs, and we were talking about a verse, and it reminded me of the boy who cried wolf. And I said, you guys know that story, right? And a couple of them knew it. I think our youngest wasn't really sure. Anyway, we told the story of the boy who cried wolf, just, you know, because it related to something we were reading in the book of Proverbs, talking about, you know, making sure our words can be reliable and trustworthy and that sort of thing. Because what happens when we've lost that trust? See, that's what's happened here. I don't trust the people who are on the side of exposing this because they have political access to grind. And because of this, I feel like we've reached an impasse here. Because people on the left hate Trump, the radical left. They're blinded by the rage. Democrats hate Trump. They don't believe Trump. I don't believe the people telling us the bad things about Trump. I'm not saying that Trump isn't capable of anything wrong. I'm simply saying I don't trust the people who are talking about this, making the allegations, whether in the Democrat Party or the media. I don't trust a lot of Republican politicians while I'm at it. I don't know. What do you do when you've lost trust? When both sides, and I'm not talking about the radical lunatics, but when reasonable people of both sides don't know who to trust and what to believe anymore, because that's unfortunately where we are, my friends. I gotta go. Hang in there, SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Bauman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.